Well, Kenny, a different challenge tomorrow night, League Cup semi-final here with Shelburne. It's going to be a hard task.
It's going to be tough because they're a team that have got loads of experience. You know, we've played against most of these players last season, and it's been very, very difficult. After coming off our defeat, we need to have a new energy and a freshness because we feel responsible for our supporters, that we give them something to make them happy. And they travelled down to Bray on Friday night and they weren't happy. So we've got to look at the current, and the current is must do better, and we'll be going out to try and do that on tomorrow night.
Of course, this is your first encounter with Shelburne since becoming Derry City manager. Do you know much about them? Have you got them looked at? Do you know what style of play they do?
I know the players. I know their style of play. They've Larkin Fitzgerald, really good left-back, captain of Bowes last year. I think I'm right in saying that. He was captain. Pendergast, who played centre-back last for Bowes. They've got Doyle, who played for Bowes. Alan Byrne, Dylan Grimes, Mulcahy, Mark Hughes. They're all quality players. And Dean Delaney, who's been a goalkeeper there for quite a while. You know, Shelburne have got a way of playing, and we've got to try and stop them from doing what they do well.
Of course, you put a full squad out against Van Harps in the last round. Do you expect to put a full squad out in this one, or is this a competition you're taking serious? Is this your chance for silverware for the city?
Every competition is serious, and because we're a development team, we're looking to win a trophy, because to go for the league title is a big ask for a club like us at the moment. We're trying to get there, and we have to make sure we're up and running and different formations and being ready for every game, and that's what we'll be trying to do. Especially, we want a crowd to come along and help us achieve that.
Of course, the guys are out there now training at the minute. How do you pick them up from Friday night's disappointment away to Bray? I know yourself, you felt down on Friday night yourself with the result. Of course, you have to pick them players up for Monday now. How do you get them back focused?
That's my job, Paddy, and I'll have to do that. And every which way, we get them mentally ready and physically ready. There's very little training done between games now, and you lose a bit of sharpness because of that. But we'll get them ready. We're up and ready, and we give our best every game. That's all we can do. I don't think we achieved that on Friday night.
Of course, you say there's a lot of games and there's not much training. Do you think there's too many games
scrammed into this part of the season? I don't want to go to that because it's quite played out, that one, a bit over games. And look, it's a feast or a famine. Yep. May, April, May, 18 games in April and May, and then in August you've got a couple. So we have to win to get a game in August, basically, to keep our sharpness up during that month when there's a famine of games.